Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and minister from God's Word. Just have times of praise and worship in Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power. Greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to this time together. And certainly we want this broadcast to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. We certainly want to pray today that the Lord will use this service to speak to some heart. Surely in an audience this size, someone is unsaved, and we want to pray that the Lord will bless us, minister through this service, and maybe could use this service to touch their heart. And today many can be saved. Well, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. I'll be giving it to you a little later on in the broadcast. Well, we start each service with the Word of God. Today from Psalms 118, verse 29, this writer says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Isn't it wonderful that we serve a good God? And isn't it wonderful that His mercies never expire and they never run out? If you will, a little later on, have your Bible open to the book of John, chapter 2, verse 15. All right, from the Holiness Hymns hymnal, here's a great one on page 62. We're getting ready to leave this world. Sing with us, clap your hands. Let's have a great time of singing and praise. Laying up my treasures in that home above, trusting, fully trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy dove. I'm getting ready to leave this world, getting ready to leave this world, getting ready for the gates of pearl keeping. I'm watching, I'm getting ready to leave this world, trusting in the riches of His saving grace. In each earthly trial I His love can trace, sure that up in heaven I shall find a place. I'm getting ready to leave this world, getting ready to leave this world, getting ready for the gates of pearl keeping. I'm watching, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Hallelujah. Are you getting ready? Let's leave on the next load. Hallelujah. To prepare a mansion, Jesus said, I'll go. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while to linger here below. I'm getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping
my record bright.
I'm watching. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
Getting ready
to leave this world. Getting ready for the gates of pearl. Keeping
my record bright.
I'm watching
day and night.
I'm getting ready to leave this world. Well, Brother Eastman wrote a song that I've checked my gear. I'll soon be leaving here. When that great trumpet sounds, we'll be caught up together to meet him in the air. Oh, we've got an exciting future. A lot of people look at we Christians like our lives are boring and dull. And, you know, like we should go around with long faces. But I want you to know Jesus is joyful. And living for Jesus is joyful. And it's a grand and glorious feeling. Why don't you come over here? We're living in a great time of expectation. And the Holy Ghost is being poured out upon the church. The Lord said, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out my Spirit. We're living in the greatest church age that we could ever live in. We're in that generation that shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Jesus is coming, and it may be today. Let's look up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. It's a wonderful, wonderful life and a joyful experience. Before we pray from 1 Corinthians 13:1, our precious promise says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Hallelujah. Well, we have to be careful, don't we? Let's call upon him today. Let's just pray. I want you just to gather around the altar. If you can touch your radio or your computer, your phone, or whatever device you're listening on as a point of contact, we're going to pray. I'm going to lay my hands on the equipment that we are using, and we're going to pray for salvation for lost, for healing for your bodies, and for God to meet every need and answer your requests. Father, we thank you today. Lord, we lay our hands on this computer today as a point of contact. And we're thankful today, Father, that we could call on you. Lord, we're just glad that everyone has joined in with us in prayer today. Many are praying for their lost loved ones. Many are praying for sicknesses and for diseases to be healed. Many are praying for financial needs and praying for churches and their families and, Lord, just vehicles and employment and all sorts of different requests people have and burdens on their heart. But we know, Lord, that we can come to you in the name of Jesus. We can believe you, Lord, and we know that you've come to set us free. Save the lost. Minister to these other needs. Help us together, Lord. Let this broadcast service touch some heart. Help to reach out, Lord, and get down inside someone's hearts, Lord, where you can work in their life. Lord, I just pray that you'll anoint us and use us, lead us and guide us and direct us. Lord, help us to minister in the leadership of the Lord. Be anointed of God. Help us, Lord, to pick our music, Lord, under the leadership of the Lord, where we can touch some heart. Have your way today, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Worship with us now. Come, Holy Spirit, I need thee. let's praise Him and sing. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in Thy strength and Thy power. Sing it again now, hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, I need Thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. I'll give you some contact information, so if you will, be ready to take it down. All right, here's a great one entitled, I Need You More Today. Worship the Lord with us as we sing. If you know it, sing along with us. There are decisions I can't make on my own. Trials I can't face all alone, but You said You'd walk with me down life's troubled road, and You said, come unto me, I'll bear Your heavy load. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Help me remember I need You more today. When I wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day, let me feel Your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind. I'm still learning, Lord, and every day I find I need You more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. Today than I did yesterday. Help me remember I need You more each day. If you need Him, let's sing it again. I need You more today than I did yesterday. Are higher, rivers are
Help me remember I need you more each day.
And after you've prayed and given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. And we don't want you to take anything away from your family or your church. And, you know, if it's a small gift or a large gift, just one time or more than one time, however you and the Lord would work it out, would be all right with us, and it would be a blessing. If you don't have any money, you're still welcome to send a song request or prayer request. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410, and our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online and then select the date, and you can worship the Lord with us there. And then on the front page of the website, if you click Donate, you can make a contribution with your debit or a credit card. There are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. It's a safe transaction, and I'll try to give you some more of that information at the very end. So thank you for letting us hear from you. And if you miss it, you can always go to the website and get our address, or you can call your radio station. They'd be glad to share it with you. And it'd be good for you to call them anyway and let them know you enjoy the power of Pentecost. Again, have your Bible open to John chapter 2 in just a little while. I ask Sister Linda, let's sing this one. Wilt thou be made whole?
Jesus came to Bethesda's pool, where the crippled did wait for the waters to move. A man had been lame for 38 years. He asked him this question that still rings in my ear.
Wilt thou be made
whole?
Do you want a new life? Wilt thou be made whole and believe in Christ? Do you want to be washed?
Do you want to be washed
as white as the snow? God's question to you,
God's question to you,
wilt thou be made whole? Said there's no man to help me in the pool. I tried to get up, nothing I can do. Then Jesus said, rise, take thy bed and go.
Be washed
as white as the snow. God's question to you,
God's question to you,
wilt thou be made whole? In the book of John, chapter 2, beginning with verse 17, says, "And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." And that comes from Psalms chapter 69, verse 9. Let's turn over there and read that. It says, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me." Zeal. Don't you like that word? It's an exciting word, zeal. And to have the zeal of the house of the Lord. My, what a church we could have, and what great services we could have, and what great revivals we could have, and what great growth we could have if we were zealous about the house of the Lord. The house of God is where most of us were saved, and the house of God is where all of us have been fed spiritually and have grown in the grace of God. Someone said, "Well, I don't go to church because it's just a place." Well, the Lord teaches us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Yes, church is a place, but it's a place where God dwells. It's a place where God assembles with his people and visits with them. The hospital is a place, and your workplace is a place, and the grocery store is a place, and the gas station is a place, but you don't fail to go to all those places. So most of all on your list, your zeal should be concerning and looking forward to the house of God, swallowed up in zeal. According to Amos 3:3, he says, "Could two walk together except they be agreed?" It's amazing what some zeal will do if there's bitterness in the church or bitterness between individuals. The zeal of God's house will eat up that bitterness. When men and women get in more involved and more interested and more enthused about God and meeting with him in his house and worshiping him and being with the saints of God, praying one with another, and just lifting up the name of Jesus, it's amazing how that bitterness will fade away. Bitterness will only devour the person that is bitter. You can be bitter towards someone, and they may never know it. But I'm telling you, they can live with you being bitter a lot easier than you can live with you being bitter. Let's get that bitterness prayed through, and let's ask the Lord to fill that bitterness with zeal for the house of the Lord. David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our little church here in Mount Vernon, we have people sometimes that come an hour early before service. It's because they want to be there. Yes, they are coming to that place, but they're coming to that place where God dwells with his people. And oh yes, the zeal is there, or they wouldn't arrive so early. But oh, what a great time we have as we worship the Lord. The zeal for God's house eats up selfishness. There are so many today who serve God for the loaves and the fishes, or just what they can get out of it for themselves. Jesus had that same situation. Beloved, the church, the house of God, was not organized for selfish motives, but it's a place where all believers can pray one for another and aid one another. Yes, sometimes we have a dinner And oh, we like to eat. God's blessed us with good appetites and good food. But I want you to know that zeal for that dinner never takes the place or never comes in the forefront above our services and our worship for the Lord. The Bible says, given it shall be given. That's what the Lord does with our selfishness. So let's become zealous for the house of the Lord. The more zealous you become, the more that you'll be enthused about when others show up. And your zeal is contagious, and others will catch on. It's just like a fire. It will continue to catch on. The Lord is wanting us to be zealous. Jesus was zealous about coming into the synagogue. And when he saw what was taking place in this instance that I read, it angered him and frustrated him. And he drove those money changers and so forth out of the temple. He conducted himself in a manner that we've never seen Jesus conduct himself in before or since. But it was because he was zealous for the house of the Lord, and he was zealous to gather with the people and to meet God there. That was the reason for that. The house of the Lord was being used for the wrong purpose. We never want to misuse the house of God. Oftentimes churches, are empty and they come up for sale. They're either vacated and closed down, or they are sold for some other reason. There's a church not far from us out in the country that closed down recently, and it was up for sale, and somebody was wanting to buy it and put a liquor establishment in that building. But the people that owned it and the former members and the citizens of that community stood against that, and it did not get done. They were zealous about the house of the Lord. And may the Lord help us today. If our churches sell, or if our churches, are disposed of, may it be for another purpose, none other than the worship of the Lord. May it be used that way. The church that we have here in Mount Vernon had been a General Baptist church and had closed down because the crowd got so small and aged, and they called us and wanted us to take the building over, and it was only empty about a month, and we began to have services there. And we don't have very many people sometimes, but we gather in the house of the Lord. We've never failed to have church, and we're giving those in that community and the people that live around there the opportunity to come to the house of the Lord. They told us when we got the property from the General Baptist that if we didn't take it, they were just going to tear the building down. Yes, but we don't want the corner of 3rd and Casey to be a has-been place, or to be a place where there used to be a church. This church building has been on this property for a number of years, and we want it to continue on a number of years. And when it gets to the place that we're too old, or the Lord has taken us home, we want someone else to come in with that zeal and take it forward and keep it going till Jesus comes. Oh, yes, the zeal for the house of the Lord. Are you enthused? Are you excited? Do you look forward to going to church? Is it something that on Sunday morning you just can't hardly wait to get there? And Sunday night church and prayer meeting night, are you anxious to get there? Let's remain zealous in the house of the Lord. Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Wilt thou be made whole?
Wilt thou be made whole?
Do you want to?